Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Nowhere, because he's still in the grave, and as soon as a Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop. After a while, an old lady walked in. He said, "Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat? You can give to me." And every time the door of the crystal would open, listen, the atheist would run over and say, "Is that Jesus?" And he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, "My wife left an old coat here. You can have it." Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks a little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, "Mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat?" Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register. Said, "Go next door and buy what you want." Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the thrift shop. "I guess you call this Jesus too." He said, "No, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop." And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, "You keep your money." Glory to God. To the Christian shop. Said, "Mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say all the shoes has been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair of those shoes?" Well, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, "When is your Jesus coming?" The old man got the shoes and went on out. And it was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's gonna laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, he said, "How do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today?" And he reached back and got the Bible. Said, "He showed me this scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, "Lock up my shop when you get through." And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, "In as much as you've done it unto the least of these," the little boy, "In as much as you've done it unto the least of these," the old lady, "In as much as you've done it unto the least of these," the old man, he said, "Oh, he came, I just didn't know it." He ran out the door. He said, wait a minute, your Jesus came, yes, your Jesus. and got the young man. He got the Christian by the hand. He said, come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come. He said, I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Is there anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? He will come. Daddy, people say he's an old-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. People say he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. Have you ever called him and looked like he wasn't coming? You paid your tithes. You did everything that was right. But yet looked like you stayed sick all the time. But I come tonight to tell you he will come. Tell him he will come. He will come. You've been calling on the Lord. Come on. In jail right now, Lord, what am I?